c'est épuisant. Le temporaire est épuisant. On est tous dans la même démarche et c'est juste le besoin d'habiter.
C'est du chacun pour soi. On est individuel, on est un individu dans la ville.
Habiter. Titre provisoire.
Pour nous, c'était super de partager cette expérience.
For us, it was great to share this experience of becoming parents and of pregnancy with other people, especially during the lockdown. We were not in a little bubble with the three of us.
Nous trois et on sait aussi donc maintenant.
Now we are looking for other housemates to replace us. It's a joke, but our housemates say that it should be a couple with a baby.
Bon, c'est une blague, mais quand même, ils disent que ça doit être un couple avec un bébé. Je suis Sophie, j'ai 29 ans.
I'm Sophie, I'm 29 years old. I'm Belgian, born in Dendermonde. I have lived in Brussels for 4 years and I'm an architect and renovation consultant. I live in Saint-Gilles with 5 other adults and my little daughter. And we have lived here for more than 3 years now. We traveled around for about 2 years looking for a place to settle down. This was the first time we lived together after traveling. We wanted to look for a co-tenancy, but we were hesitant. So first, we were looking for something for the two of us. But then, my boyfriend wanted a garden and we wanted something more social. And we saw that we had a small flat with a balcony for the same price, for the same area as our room. One day, we saw this ad and it was very good. At that time, 5 out of 6 people had left the house. So almost everyone was new.
C'était très bien de... Donc en ce moment, 5 de 6 personnes avaient quitté cette maison. Donc presque tout le monde était nouveau. De presque le même âge,
almost the same age, all Dutch speaking, and somewhat like-minded. A few years, along with journalists, entrepreneurs, architects. So we were all in the same spirit, and it looked great. We didn't even have to have rules for cleaning, because we had a good rapport.
Et bon, après un peu plus d'un an, moi, j'étais enceinte.
After a little over a year, I was pregnant with our first child. We loved living here. We thought it would be a great experience to live here as a family, that it would be a plus for everyone. And we also had the idea of traveling once our daughter was about a year old. We knew it wasn't forever. We are not going to live here with 2 or 3 children.
Oui, on a demandé à notre coloc de rester ici.
So yes, we asked our housemates if we could stay here. Of the 4 housemates, 2 agreed and 2 hesitated. It was a bit difficult because thinking about it was a waste of time when looking for a flat. But we wanted to give everyone some time to think. Then we decided we would give it a try. We don't know beforehand whether it will be a baby who cries a lot and whether the other housemates will be disturbed. And then a lot of people come over, many friends of our co-tenants. Would it disturb us? Since we didn't know, we all said we would try, and if it didn't work out after 2 months, we would leave the co-tenancy and move in with my friend's mother or find another flat.
Et on avait aussi l'idée de chaque mois avoir une petite réunion pour voir comment ça se passait.
Mais après, we also had the idea of having a small meeting every month to see how things were going. But after just one meeting, it was clear that was no longer necessary, as everyone was really happy and even the one who was most scared ended up being the most willing. One day I was in the kitchen, my little one was just 3 months old, and I was wondering where she was. I couldn't see her. And she was sitting on the sofa with him, with my housemate. So yes, he was scared. But after that, everything went well.
C'est aussi une question financière, mais pour nous il y a.
It is also a financial issue, but for us it has so many advantages that we want to look for something like this in the future. Maybe not in the same house, but some kind of co-housing. For us, it is a lifestyle. I know many people who don't want to share. The biggest problem with co-housing is often the cleanliness of the house. You have to make more effort to talk about the problems, and that is also, I think, a spirit of living. You can take the easy way out and live alone or with your partner, and you have to communicate in pairs, to clean or deal with things. And it is also less confrontation with yourself. And for us, sometimes it's hard to live in a co-tenancy, to have someone who is not feeling well. We don't know that. You have to talk a lot more. You also have to be more open to everyone's lifestyle. And I understand that for many people, it is not easy. I noticed during my pregnancy that I had periods where I always wanted to be alone, and it was hard to see that someone was in the residence. I wanted to be alone, and there was confrontation, but they were really patient with everything. And then, when our daughter was born during the lockdown, it was really nice, because we had a small family here, inside the walls. We couldn't go out on Christmas, but we had a family party here. For our daughter's first birthday, we also had a small party here. There were a few people who had left the co-tenancy for a small house with friends. Everyone came back for our daughter's first birthday, because they are now a little family. But there are also financial drawbacks, because the regulations are not up to date at all. Many people live in shared housing, working. The state sees us as a family, a big family. For child benefits, we get the lowest benefit because 6 of us live here at home. We have also had cases where someone was unemployed and had to go fight to get support. But yes, we are all financially independent here. We don't pay for each other. And it is really a shame that rents keep going up.
Les loyers continuent à augmenter. Il y a plein de personnes qui habitent en coloc et les réglementations restent floues.
I understand why there are a lot of barriers to rent sharing. People who have traveled, who have seen other ways of living, are often more interested. Here we really have in mind that we want to co-rent, but also for financial reasons. When I lived with other housemates before, some of them didn't really want to live with others, or sometimes it didn't work well between them. But they stayed there because they didn't have much choice, and the rent was really low per person. It is also a way of not being alone if you are not a partner. I think it is a great experience for everyone, and it is fun. It is a situation that is a bit rare. Sometimes, during a flatmate's birthday, everyone knows our daughter because it is a very weird, unique story. When I was pregnant, a lot of people said to our flatmate, "Oh, I wouldn't do that. It gets very complicated, blah, blah, blah." And a few people said, "It is an adventure. You should try it." We are very glad we did.
On est super contente qu'on a fait ça.